Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg, Emalahleni and Polokwane 31 degrees.
Got some issues at the Dustwood Tunnel. We've got queuing traffic there. Also slow-moving traffic in Bedford View. N3 North on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulis and R24 West. Delays towards Alum Road.
There may be some good news on the cards for indebted South Africans. Economists predict the South African Reserve Bank is likely to cut interest rates by another 25 basis points. Here's David Ritz from the Efficient Group.
So now I think another 25 bips is pretty much in the bag, and another one thereafter also, not immediately, but 4 months later, and a third one could be possible before the end of the year. But clearly, we're a little bit closer to that lower turning point in interest rates than what we were, say, 2 months or so ago.
An official announcement is expected by the Reserve Bank governor at this hour. Anasasi Mahobu has more.
An official interest rate announcement is expected by Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyao this afternoon after the latest Monetary Policy Committee meeting earlier this week. Lowered rates would mark the third consecutive cut following a cumulative 50 basis point reduction in 2024. Ganyao, however, recently warned that certain U.S. policies could disrupt efforts to reduce interest rates by driving inflation higher. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, he stated increased trade tariffs also has potential to slow disinflation and force central banks to tighten monetary policy. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
In other big news at this hour, the energy regulator is preparing to announce its decision on Eskom's tariff hike application. NERSA considered Eskom's application for a tariff increase of 36% for this year and 12% for next year, 9% for the 2027 and 2028 financial year. The DA's Kevin Milam, however, says the tariff hike will only worsen the financial situation of the average South African.
Over 130,000 South Africans have already signed our petition, standing united with us in opposition to this unjustified hike. The DA demands that NERSA reject Eskom's request for a tariff increase and instead insist on meaningful reforms that address Eskom's operational and financial failures before considering any further hikes.
Members of the asset forfeiture units and the Hawks have seized and attached properties of 15 individuals in Roodepoort, Randburg, Krugersdorp and Pretoria. They are alleged to have committed fraud and theft amounting to 157 million rand from Nedbank during the period July 2018 and January 2023. Here's the National Prosecuting Authority's Pindium Jondwane.
Two former employees of Nedbank, Nicolette de Villiers and Kitumetsi Matimbi, are alleged to have unlawfully transferred funds held in Nedbank's suspense account to various accounts of those acquainted to them, to the alleged prejudice of both Nedbank and the legitimate victims of fraud.
And we end off in the US, where Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says they believe there are no survivors of the collision between a commercial airplane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. At around 9 p.m. local time last night, the two aircrafts collided mid-air and crashed into the Potomac River next to the Reagan National Airport.
Despite all his efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter.
I'm Chanel September net vir die hoofnuus. Die ekonome voorspel dat die Suid-Afrikaanse Reservebank sal vanmiddag rentekoerse met nog 25 basispunte verlaag.
Well, let's hope. And of course, we will be sticking around. Jacka News will get that update for you in terms of the NERSA regulations and the NERSA increases. Also, tomorrow, Chanel's promised that we're going to take a look at some of the areas that are going to be featuring no water for 72 hours kicking off this Friday. It's all happening. Yay!
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome!
On Jacaranda FM.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.